Hey guys, welcome to a mini episode of the Caleb's Thoughts podcast. This is me driving home, so if you hear noises, that's why. Driving home from work, by the way. So I thought I would just chill out. Last episode may have been a controversial one. It's about mushrooms, so this is gonna be a more relaxed one. Today. This is going to be a controversial episode, I've decided that. Today, while working at Chick-fil-A, I was taking people's orders, and, first two things about Chick-fil-A, and then the rest will probably be me complaining about other drivers being worse drivers than a 17-year-old. Which is probably not true, because I'm currently recording a podcast while driving, but that's okay. So anyways, this shift started at about 3:15, and I was told I was going to go on cash cart, which means that I'm outside. I'm just fine if looking through people's orders, asking them if their order is correct. The order's already been placed, and so I'm just giving them their receipt pretty much, and if they're paying with cash, I help them out with that. But pretty easy job, but you do need to be trusted with cash to be able to do it. That's why only certain types of people can do it. It's 5 o'clock. Wait, no, it's not. It's 8:30 right now. But it's post daylight savings time, which means that it gets dark at around 5:15. And so a lot of my shift was outside in the dark, and I got this really cool view of the Chick-fil-A is like sort of on a hill, I guess. And so I got this really cool view of the highway, and I got like a view of a long stretch of it, because sometimes you'll see it from far and you only see like a small portion of the highway, but I got a view of a long stretch of the highway, and it was really, really, really cool to see like, and it was rush hour too, so seeing literally thousands of cars, per half hour driving across, and it was like crazy that there are that many people, just in this area. In a single day, it was crazy, and it was like, first off, made me want to be in a traffic jam. Like, you know how whenever like people are giving pep talks at like in a sports movie, and it's like they're to the cocky star player who's like, listen, here's the most important thing about this sport isn't winning, it's about being part of something that's greater than yourself. And that's how I feel about traffic jams. I may want to get home, but right now I'm being part of something that's bigger than myself, which is this traffic jam. I'm contributing to this in a very small way, but with all these people together, we're putting together something that's really, really gigantic. Sometimes they're huge, and I think that's special. And it might suck sometimes, but you have to do it. It's required. I've never had this at work before. I was having like a weirdly like emotional moment staring out and seeing like, it was sort of raining and dark out, and it was an emotional setting. It was an intimate setting, I guess. And I was looking across and seeing thousands of people driving across, and I was thinking like, though most of those people will never know that I exist. That's crazy, And it's like, there's a whole world. I am not experiencing 99.999% of what's happening in the world. Like, that is insane. Like, I think that I don't know. Everything that I'm experiencing is like, I think in general, what you're experiencing is like, just a bit more than what you're comfortable with experiencing, And yet, I'm looking out over there, and while I might be having, like, a tough time at work, I'm looking out, and there are literally thousands of people all going through stuff that is more difficult than what I'm going through in that moment, It's kind of crazy, and I don't know, like, it was just a powerful moment. It was hard to explain. You had to be there. So, I guess it's a terrible thing to put on my podcast, you had to be there moment. But it was really cool. It was nice. Any And yeah, I think I do. At some point, I'd love to be a part of a traffic jam, you know. And then the second thing that happened was I have a new favorite customer. His name is Gary. And, you know, when he first pulled up, I was like, hi, how's it going? Because I'm a good worker. So instead of being like, hello, can I get a name for the order? I like to be like, hey, how's it going tonight? Oh, I'm good too. That's perfect. Can I get a name for the order? I like to be, you know, casual with him. I like to be friends. And so, and he was like, it's Gary. And I was like, all right, Gary. And then he was like, also, he was wearing a veteran's cap. So I gave him the veteran's discount. And, he was like, and I thought I might have smelled weed from his car. And that's common in the Chick-fil-A line is to smell weed in people's car. So maybe I wasn't going to assume anything. Because he was like an old guy, and I don't know how many old people smoke weed. He was definitely one of the first ones. That's a foreshadowing right there. But, I just smelled weed in his car, and I wasn't going to assume anything. Didn't really think too much about it. Started taking his order, and then Lillian, one of my coworkers, came over, and she was like, hi. And he was like, yes, I am. And she was like, what? And he was like, you said hi. And I was like, I am. I'm smoking a joint, so obviously I'm high. and then she's like, oh, okay, got it. And then she sort of walked off laughing. And then I was like, here's the total of your order. And then he was like, have you applied the discount yet? And I was like, no. And before I told him the total, he was like, I'm going to guess that with the discount, it's going to be $21. And I was like, okay, got it. And so then I applied the discount, and I was like, Gary, there's no way. And he was like, what? Your total right now is $20.84. And he was like, oh my gosh. And him and his friend started laughing. And I was like, I'm telling you, it's the joint, dude. I think it's putting you on a different level. And they laughed and drove off. And it was my favorite customer of all time. Just for that moment. Good guy. I mean, I guess he probably shouldn't have been smoking a joint and driving. But other than that, 10 out of 10 customer. For sure. So yeah, that was my day. How are your guys' days going? I don't know what you said. But yeah, it's been an interesting few weeks. One thing I need to do is fix my sleep schedule. I woke up at 2 today. It's a Wednesday, so that's probably not good. But I didn't have class. I only have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't know if I've mentioned that on this podcast. So that's a pretty nice. It's like, and I didn't. My shift didn't start until 3:15, but I probably should not be getting up at 2 o'clock on any days, especially the middle of the week. But that's okay. That's all right. I'll figure it out. But yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm driving right now. My car is starting to be a little bit more noisy than other. It's always been. It's a 2004 Subaru Forester, so it's an old car. Right now, the odometer says 167,000 and 820 miles. So that's a lot of miles. So it's got a lot of miles on it. It's got some mileage, and it's starting to make some noises. Sometimes it'll, not right now, it's chilling right now. This is perfect. It would have been so embarrassing if I was recording my podcast and my car decided to be extra noisy. But it's chilling right now. But sometimes it'll make this little, like, it'll sound like liquid is going through stuff whenever I press the gas. So that's, I mean, I guess that is how it works, but you usually don't hear it. And, you know, it's all right. I'll be okay, probably. But yeah, also my brokerage account is doing pretty well right now. I put some money. Also, I'm reading a book about investing. I've started a book about investing. I'm not reading it. I'm like, I finished the introduction. So I have read parts of a, you know, I would say like 5 chapters into a book, you get to say I'm reading this book. The first 4 chapters are like, I've started reading this book. And then after that, you're saying I'm currently reading this book. And then the last, like, 2 or 3 chapters are, I'm finishing this book, I would say. That's how it works. So I started reading. I'm in the process. And if you just read the introduction, you're in the process of starting reading it. So, yeah, I'm currently in the process of starting reading a book about investing. And I don't know if it's going to teach me anything, but we'll see. Because it doesn't really teach you about, like, what stocks to invest in. It doesn't tell you how to do that. It just tells you about your mindset. Or that's what it said. The introduction said that that's what to expect from the book. Oh, no, my phone fell. Come back, home. Hey, guys. Sorry about that. That was kind of awkward. You fell down, but you're back now. I was holding you in my shirt. I it's a button-up shirt, and it's just like the top. It's like a half. It's a polo. It's a polo. Let's get that out of the way. The Chick-fil-A shirt is a polo. And yeah. So I was holding you in, like, I unbuttoned the middle button, and then the top and the bottom button I left. And so I put you right where that middle button is, and so that's where my phone is right now. And it fell out. But now we're back. So, but yeah, so I'm gonna start reading that book. Here's what I think about investing. I saw this YouTube ad the other day ago of this guy saying that he turned a few thousand dollars into multi-millions of dollars. And now he is teaching people how to do that, and then using all of the money that he is making from the investments he's donating to charity, which is, like, a good thing to do. Good for you, bud. But, like, what he was saying was that he was tired of people working so that other people's dreams and, like, fortunes can get realized, and instead of working for their own dreams and fortunes, and he was saying, therefore, instead of working, you should have a few thousand dollars and then just invest it all and then have that be your main source of income. And I was thinking, like, you know, that'd be great. But also, if everyone in the world was, everyone in even America, anyone anywhere, I mean, I guess we could probably lose a few production lines from a few small companies. But, like, Christmas trees already, oh my goodness. Sorry, I just got into my neighborhood. Goodness gracious. But, like, I think you should have clarified, just for my sake, because no one else is going to think this after hearing that ad. I think you should clarify for my sake that he's still, in his ideal world, there still are people working to get stuff done. I think he needs to make sure that everyone knows that, just because I was worried about that, because it's really making me not want to buy his course, because, like, hey, if you're someone that thinks that we should have nobody actually getting any work and everyone should just be playing around with money all the time, that'd be terrible. I mean, like, a little bit of playing around with money is probably good for your money's sake. You know, you want to... It's at this point, there's enough sources of making money that you should at least diversify a little bit, probably. But, I mean, you know, only playing around with money is probably bad for the economy. And maybe it's good for you. But, like, if everyone started doing that, I don't know where we'd be at. But it would be a terrible, terrible place. There would just be nothing. All there would be is money, you know. And, like, I think that money is good if you want to do stuff with it. But if you just want money and then you realize that, hey, I don't even know what I want to do with this now, I think you need to learn what you want with stuff, you know, because money is only as good as the stuff that you use it for. Somebody should write that down or put it in a book, which, I mean, I guess you'd have to write it down, but you don't have to handwrite it. Just, you can type it out too. Oh my gosh, not again. That one was not as bad though. All right, now you're here. And I'm pulling into my driveway. This is a very short episode. I took the long route because I thought it was going to take me a little bit. I was like, I'm going to record a podcast. And it's going to be great. But only a 15-minute episode. And that's okay. A little quickie. It's a little quickie. I'm pulling up to my house. And I am parking. So yeah, that was today's episode. You guys fell down at some point. Sorry about that. And yeah, I'll see you guys later.